She was a deck out
Log Talk Radio.
She's X200 engine pushed her up. Before the game, I was passing her up for some class. She was Peter's sentiment back to the
Were you giving a speech at the beginning?
Hello! Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and all poetry and female voices. And I'm Sweepy, and you're on Sweet Discussions. That was Tommy Rowe with his one of his top hits. Came out on January 1966. Along with me, Sweepy. And I want to thank Deb running Team of Voices, which I get to be a part of, we are Inside of All Poetry, which is run by Kevin. And if you want to check us out, check out All Poetry, one of the largest groups of poets on the internet, the worldwide internet, and you'll find us. Everybody, say hello to the Deborah I was talking about. Hello, Deb, how are you?
Well, how are you, sweet?
I'm good. Happy to talk about crazy products and things that we see. Some that you sent me were hilarious. And then I also have my dear friend, the Mad Hatter. Hello, Jay Hatter. How are you?
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Were you talking at the beginning? Were you talking when you were singing?
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
I was talking to the man in the room. I have a man in the room tonight.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Yes.
Well, hopefully you weren't plotting a murder or anything.
Yeah.
No, we were not. We were not plotting murders. We were not doing anything crazy. We were not.
Awesome.
No.
I mean, I said I would get a shovel, but not if we're going to record it on air.
No. Nothing like that. No craziness. Nothing. Nothing crazy like that. Just calm, peaceful things. Everything's calm and peaceful where I come from. So, yeah, we're talking about crazy things. A lot of fun things, I hope. I was looking at the products. The one that totally took me offline, off my, like, normal world of normal was the dog strollers. And I'm all right if you want to put your dog in a stroller. I mean, that's your business. I'm kind of a dog person, but I don't understand why you need a running stroller for your dog. You're going to go for a run. I don't care how big or how small your dog is. I can guarantee you that your dog wants to be put on a leash and go for a run with you. I don't care if you have the micro version of any dog. the teacup version of that dog. That dog has a natural instinct to run. Do not buy a $1,200, $1,400, $3,000, or $3 dog stroller so you can run with your dog. So that kind of, like, shocked me. The prices of the running dog strollers, I was like, you're going to buy a stroller for a dog to sit in while you go for a run. And they're made to work, to make your dog more comfortable and your dog to be as comfortable as they can be, you know, shock absorbers and everything. So as you run, the dog is not being bounced around. I am trying to comprehend that in my mind because I am one of those consumers that buy some of the dumbest things you can think of for your dog. And I know it's a dog. My dog can lay outside on the cement and be happy. But no, I buy him pads for his kennel. I buy him water that purifies his water. He lives in a lab, but I purify his water. I'm one of those weirdos. But I can't get the jogging stroller. I don't know. I'm trying to comprehend that.
Do you have health insurance?
I'm sorry if I... Do I have what?
Health insurance for the dog?
I don't have dog insurance. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
The cost of the insurance itself is better to be put away in a savings account where you earn interest in case the dog gets hurt.
Sure.
There's a financial reason.
Cool.
There's financial, mathematical
reason
for that.
Talk to you. We can still talk to you.
Okay,
then.
Good. Good. No, I don't buy health insurance for my dog. And I have high-risk dogs anyway, so it's very... It's so expensive to buy insurance for my dogs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
My dogs are high risk. I put my dogs in high risk situations, so.
Athletic champion hero dog.
Yeah. So it's not like they live normal lives. I make them run into fields and jump and do things. So, yeah.
Oh, it's a perfect life. Dog's perfect life.
Yeah, I know.
He's off the grid, man.
So what do you,
he's off the grid.
Yeah, he's off. So what do you think is the weirdest product that you, like, really makes your mind go, what were they thinking? Other than the picture you sent me, Deb, that I can't, is, like, I don't understand that at all.
Oh, I gotta see this picture.
Now, I think it would be funny if you put it on a female face, just because, you know, that would make sense. But on a guy's face, I thought that was really weird. But then again, to be gender
neutral,
the thing is,
only you will understand this. But one of my favorite nicknames to call a guy has the word head in it.
Oh.
And then if you add that thing, it's a complete package. Get it?
I get it. I get that. But, yeah, that was hilarious. But I'm thinking, you know, a girl could wear it. And... yeah.
And I don't know if I want to meet her. But if you meet the girl who would like to come out in public wearing it, tell her I said hello.
I will. I just think it's funny, but
Yeah.
Oh, I showed it to
you. I wonder if
he
would even go in the restaurant with you.
Probably not.
Gotcha.
He loved the molded sandwich trick. He thought that was funny.
I was pushing your show at A Poetic Slice, we were talking about your poster, and they were saying about, you know, the only problem is what happens if someone sees your sandwich and throws it in the trash. And I was saying that you are more likely to have somebody steal some of your lunch than you are to have somebody clean out the refrigerator.
Yeah, They just move it aside, like, ooh, yuck, and push it to the back or something. Who's going to clean out the refrigerator?
Exactly.
No. Not at all. I can see that happening. Like, not at all. Oh, look, it's me, the beautiful pig, the cow. Hello, cow. I love that cow.
Oh, yeah, she was dancing during your
cow.
Intro song. She was right on time.
I like
the...
Yes, my beautiful cowness.
Oh,
good Lord. Oh,
you love her purple dress?
Yes.
Shake that thing,
oh,
cow.
Wow.
Move on. Hey, Marilyn.
Oh, I was also reading.
Marilyn.
I was reading your bank story. How horrible is that? People will sue Edward over anything.
I know. I was blown away. So I was, yeah. I was really surprised. It was so quiet. I couldn't, it would drive me nuts to have to be there and, you know. I mean, if there was stuff going on, that would be one thing, but it's slow. And then he's the security guard, so he gets to just stand there by the door, dead silence. And it was pretty profound to hear them say that, you know. We had just been tossing it around all this time, and here... And I don't know if I mentioned who, I won't say on air, but the big time bank in this area.
Ah. That's crazy. That's just insane. Oh, craziness. Well, it's quiet. It's quiet here tonight. I don't know why it's so quiet. But, oh, well, let's see. What do I have in my world? What's in my world? I don't know what's in my world.
Well, that's your fault. You put a message on about Thanksgiving, and or actually, about a holiday, and then everybody panicked to run out and buy their food.
I know. And they're like, ah, what?
And it's next week. It's next week.
It's next week. Calm down, people. I know. That's all right. I need a quiet night once in a while. It'll be okay. I'm good with it. I can breathe. I've been running and running and running. I haven't had time to breathe. I swear, like, last month started, and it's, like, a few days into this month, and I'm like, oh, yay, I can breathe now. I'm good. Oh. And then Naomi said she was going to write a poem, and I didn't see one. I'm like, where'd you go, Naomi?
Yeah, I wonder what happened, because I saw that, too.
Yeah. Like, where are you? That's all right. Well, it might be an early night for us, guys. Be quiet on the spooky show for today.
Either way, but you really have to read to everyone about that Better Marriage Blanket, because that's hysterical.
Oh, yes, the Better Marriage Blanket. That's one of my favorites, too. That cracked me up. The Better Marriage Blanket. Maybe people's marriages would last longer. I'm just saying. If you had the Better Marriage Blanket. So, folks, if you're unaware, this is the Better Marriage Blanket. Let me get that there. All right. The Better Marriage Blanket. Haven't you heard it's a sin to exercise your bodily functions in front of your significant other? Nothing should be coming out of that rear end, ever. In fact, it's so devastating that if you let one seep out, especially when you're both in bed, then congratulations, you've just introduced a deal breaker into your relationship. Way to go. Your noxious fumes have suffocated your beloved. You've blown it, literally. Fearful? You should be. How shall you salvage the little shred of your dignity? With the Better Marriage Blanket, of course. Using military-grade fabric, even the smell of napalm won't get through this baby. Yes. Buy the fart-resistant marriage blanket today. There you go.
The best part is that my mom would have loved this blanket. God bless my dad. That was one of his superpowers, farting, I tell you. There was never a grandchild born that didn't pull that finger.
Oh, I'm telling you what, that's the best. The Better Marriage Blanket. And it is. It's just an awesome blanket. I think everyone should own one. I mean, why not? And I love, if you don't know what anti-monkey butt is, it's for the feminine itch you might have. That product was made feminine itch. Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Anti-monkey butt. Made for you, women. For that delicate feminine itch. That's why it's called Lady Anti-Monkey Butt. It's a lovely product right there on the infomercial circuit.
Is I wearing skirts?
I don't know, but that's what it's called. Anti-Monkey Butt. Lady Anti-Monkey Butt.
I have no words.
Put that thing away.
I wondered what it was. I mean, I saw it sitting there, but I wondered what its function was. But, I mean, really.
There you go.
Every woman I know wants to put something that says monkey butt in that area. Just saying.
It's for the below the skirt or belt itchy. Please enjoy.
Is there a picture? Because I don't see it.
I'll put
on
it up
Sweet's
there
topic
you.
Board?
Yeah.
It's the very first picture
that
shows up when you click. It's a little pink bottle.
Hold on, I can put it up there for you. So I've got all these pictures. Da-da-da. An anti-monkey bag. You'll love
yeah.
it.
Some things should not be seen, if that's what you mean. I see Marilyn. I see dancing cow.
There you go.
Monkey butt.
Anti-monkey butt.
Oh. Anti-monkey butt.
Ladies.
Bubbles? It's a bubble.
No, it's butt powder.
That's really awesome. Sweet. Oh, and Hatter, the reason you weren't seeing them is because you were looking on the chat wall and her stuff's on her topic board. Just saying. But now she's put it up
yeah.
there front and center for you. And it looks like all cute. See the little monkey, like you know, what is that? A barrel of monkeys, the little game where you spill them on the table and you pick up the monkeys. And then you find out, no, that's not what it is. Lift up your skirt, we'll show you.
There you go, that's where it goes.
Horse bite.
Yeah. So it's all very nice, all very fun and friendly. So enjoy. Yeah, I just want you to enjoy that. So, little monkey butt.
Yeah, no, it's too cool. And I have to wonder, how many times have you taken Amadeus specifically to some artificial grass to go to the bathroom? I'm just curious. That is so weird.
The artificial, yeah, no, not a lot. Gotta tell you, haven't done that very often. So can't actually say that that's something I've ever done. We have done artificial grass, though, but they're not allowed to go on. So you have to make sure
that
100%
would make
your dogs
sense.
Are potting. Yeah, your dogs have
you
to be potting.
Maybe they should send it to ball fields for baseball players or something, because in my personal opinion, there's a bigger chance that one of them might be desperate enough to go than a dog, because they sniff first and they don't want to
pee on plastic.
Well, that's
where I got them. They play on Major League Baseball fields, and you don't, God no, your dogs had better have potties. That's not
right. Okay. All right. It makes a little more sense now. So if you're there and there's an accident, you need to. Okay. Thank you for that explanation, because I was trying to figure out why you would have your dog pee in there. Of course it would be an accident.
But a lot of homes now have artificial turf instead of grass. And there's your second marriage blanket.
I thought that was more like sod or whatever that's called.
No, it's actually artificial. That's actually turf. It's very popular nowadays.
Well, I guess you don't have to mow your lawn or anything, but, well.
Right. Well, at least it is out west. I don't know about east.
Talk about kicking nature out altogether.
There's your marriage blanket, Hatter. You don't fart in bed.
I'm sorry?
It's a perfect marriage blanket. I don't know, the marriage blanket where you're not allowed to fart in bed. It holds everything down. Did you need one of those during your marriage?
No,
sometimes you need them for the dog.
Oh, yeah, the dog. No kidding.
The dog.
Or for the guy that always blames the dog. Just saying.
Yeah. I wrote mine on the cruiser, the little happy cruiser.
That's a loss.
Yeah. Dazzle you. I'll dazzle you with my cruiser poem. All right. This ought to
At
be
first
fun.
I thought you said cougar. Just saying.
Yeah, my cougar poem. Ooh, I'll be the cougar. No, I did it on the little cruiser. Which, by the way, I have to read the description of the cooler because that's so much fun. The cooler. This is the description of the cooler. This is Cruisin' Cooler. Rednecks are the trendiest thing since rectangular-shaped watermelons. If you're longing for acceptance by these folks who should really wear more sunscreen, then rest assured there's hope for you. You'll be BFFs with these burly men as you get the Cruisin' Cooler. Don't haul a cooler by the handle. That's so passe. Ride this Franken creation into their inner sanctum at the next tailgate party. Pop the lid and pass a few cold ones around. You'll be the life of the party anywhere you go. In fact, sell your car and drive this contraption to work dead, because the Cruisin' Cooler always allows you to drink and drive. Double win. So that's their slogan. So I wrote to that slogan.
Uh-oh.
And it's called Cooler Cruisin' by Sweet Pea. I have a story for y'all to hear. Happened to me just last year. So sit a spell and have your beer.
Wow.
And might save your life. You got it, Hatter.
I got it. I read it. Mr. Popo.
All right.
Popo's out there.
All right.
Tickling and giggling.
I'll read it. Okay. It was football Sunday, and I was rolling down Highway 66 on my 2019 double pink cooler cruising lid. She was a decked out queen. That Honda GX200 engine pushed her up to max speeds. She ran clean. Before the game, packing her up with some class, some tequila shooters and a gentleman named Jack, and a few Coors Lights, along with some jerky and a few other snacks before we went back. I grabbed me a few fireball shots and said goodbye to the shop, jumped on my cruiser and adjusted my mirrors, and I was off. Stayed in the slow lane, 45 was her top speed, and I was feeling the breeze. Suddenly, behind me, I heard the siren of Mr. Police. I scooted over so he could get by, but he pulled right up behind me and walked up to my queen and asked for my license. I giggled. What do you mean? Officer, I'm driving two coolers hooked up together with chicken wire and rubber hoses and things. The engine is from a motorcycle I fixed with a butter knife, and my seat is from a portable toilet my mother-in-law used. He smiled under those aviator shades and asked me the question. Have you been drinking, babe? I shouted right back, I'm driving a cooler. Of course I've been drinking. I'm a redneck. I didn't walk the walk and blew the meter away. He cuffed me and hauled me away. I spent the night in the drunk tank. My fancy cruiser was crushed into junk. It was all a bust. I didn't know I could have killed someone. My little cruiser and I running amok. Drinking and driving is always a crime. Thank you for listening as I serve my community service time. End time.
You're such a star, sweet, I swear. I grabbed me a few fireball shots and said goodbye to the shop. Jumped on my cruiser and dusted my mirrors and was off. Stayed in the slow lane. 45 was her top speed. I was feeling the breeze. You're such a trip. I'm losing my voice. This is fantastic. It was like a commercial. Suddenly, behind her, I heard sirens and Mr. Police. I scooted on over. So he could get by, but he pulled him right up behind me and walked up to my queen and asked for my license. And I giggled. What do you mean? Oh, my gosh. You're crazy. Yeah. And for some reason, that part right there reminded me of this little thing I saw with a little girl being pulled over. I'll show you that in a minute, but... Oh, my goodness, what was that other? He smiled under those mirrored aviator shades and asked me questions. Have you been drinking, babe? I shouted right back, I drink in a cooler. Of course I've been drinking. I'm a redneck. Oh. Okay, you're killing me. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Just FYI.
This is priceless like you.
You could be a
hatter.
You could be.
Want to ride on Sweet's her little cruiser? Hatter, are you mooted?
Hatter mooted. Where'd he go? I lost my Hatter. Says he's still here. Hatter.
Man. Interesting.
Oh.
Don't know. I'm just trying to, yeah, first I'm putting a little tiny thing on. If this popped into my head when I was reading that part about the cruiser. I don't know why, but it's cute, so I put it on the board. But, yeah, now I'm reading this more. This is so awesome.
How cute is that?
Yeah, isn't that cute? I love that. Yeah.
That's adorable.
But when you were reading the part about getting pulled over and all, I thought, you know, for some reason that popped into my mind, so I figured I'd share it.
That's adorable.
And I'm wondering if it's her dad or, like, uncle or whatever, but it is priceless. I love it.
I see. That's adorable. I know, but I can't. The whole thing is you can get pulled over if you're being drunk on a horse. I can't believe they
right?
say you can drink and drive in that freaking ad. You can't drink and drive on anything, a bicycle, a horse, anything. You just can't do it. It's against the law.
Right. Let me see.
You can't be drunk in public.
Hatter, did you get to hear
yeah.
Sweet? Can you comment? Because that had me cracking up so bad. Even when I was trying to tell her how great it was, I was cracking up again.
I was having hard time hearing him, and I was playing catch up, and then you guys couldn't hear me at all. Apparently, I was yakking away.
No.
I had to hang up and recall. So I didn't hear all of it.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
When Phoebe's got her headset on, I can't hear anything. Basically, I don't know what that is.
Oh, that sucks.
So like what Boston was going through tonight.
I'm having trouble understanding right now. Please try a little later.
You can't understand? Oh, wow.
I can hear you
can
really
hear
well.
Kid?
Yeah,
wow.
I hear you perfectly.
Okay.
Me too.
And I hear you. And you know what? And that was clear. And that was clear coming in. So maybe we got it. Maybe we got the handle. Okay.
Well, you sound much better than you did before, so maybe it was just something weird in the line. But like, did you hear enough to give her a comment?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I couldn't even. Let me go back. I still got it up
here,
I believe.
How about if she reads it again?
Yeah.
Cooter, please.
Yeah, I just, please do.
All right. I'll read it for Hatter again. Okay,
thank
let
you.
Me find it. So this is Cooler Cruisin'. I have a story to tell for y'all to hear. Happened to me just last year. So sit a spell and have you a beer and listen, it might save your life. It was football Sunday and I was rolling down Highway 66 on my 2019 double pink Cooler Cruiser lid. She was decked out. She was a decked out queen. That Honda GX200 engine pushed her up to max speeds. She ran clean. Before the game, I was packing her up with some class, some tequila shooters, a gentleman named Jack, and a few Coors Lights, along with some jerky and a few other snacks before we went back. I grabbed me a few fireball shots and said goodbye to the shop, jumped on my cruiser and adjusted my mirrors and was off. Stayed in the slow lane, 45 was her top speed. I was feeling the breeze. Suddenly behind her, I heard the siren of Mr. Police. I scooted on over so he could goodbye, but he pulled right up behind and walked up to my queen and asked for my license. I giggled. What do you mean? Officer, I'm driving two coolers hooked together with chicken wire and rubber hoses and things. The engine is from a motorcycle I fixed with a butter knife, and my seat from a portable toilet my mother-in-law used. He smiled under those mirrored aviator shades and asked me the questions. Have you been drinking, babe? I shouted right back. I'm driving a cooler. Of course I've been drinking. I'm a redneck. I didn't walk the walk and blew the meter away. He cuffed me and hauled me away. I spent the night in the drunk tank. My fancy cruiser was crushed into junk. It was all a bust. I just didn't know I could have killed someone. My little cruiser and I running amok. Driving and drinking. Drinking and driving is always a crime. Thank you for listening as I serve my community service time. End poem.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Of course I'm drinking. Jeez. Is there a question? Yeah. I knew he was going to pull you over. I knew he was going to pull you over. Soon as you saw.
You know.
He knew he was going to pull you over.
It was bound to happen, right?
You should have tried waving him around. Come on, wave him around. Come on, pass me.
Come on, come past me. Get past me. I'm going
come
to
on. I'm not holding you up. Going 45 knots. Or 45 kilometers. Kilometers. I thought 45 kilometers. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. It was just funny. I just think it's funny because the way they advertise is that you can drink and drive on it. Like, no, you can't. Oh.
Got your snacks. Your cold beer. Cold beer. Talk about this. I mean, they're discriminated. It says just for bikes. That's discrimination. You should be able to drive your cooler through there. Bridge and Staten on there. I'm not speeding.
Not speeding.
You see that
where
the farms are. Once in a while, you'd see that on the highways. Here. Somebody's got his mower out. I don't know. But,
on
you know,
the highway,
too much...
you can see that in Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not too much back in the sticks that you can't drive. I wouldn't think.
No,
I
me too.
So.
One, two. Oh, hey, sweet. That cute little picture that's on the chat wall, there was a companion to it that I would never put on the board, and you'll see why, but anyway, there you go.
Okay. Oh,
it's
funny.
politically incorrect, but. And Hatter, remember earlier when we were letting you sit there and Stu wondering what we were talking about that I sent her? Do you see it?
Oh,
terrible,
my God, yes.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible. I couldn't
That's
help
hilarious.
Myself, though. But so, Hatter, so that you don't feel left out, if you look in your inbox right now, you can see what I was talking about. And please don't say what it is when you see it. That's what we were laughing about at the beginning of the show.
Oh, geez.
And you know, since you're the owner of a set of those, would you wear one on your face?
Men in Black.
Yeah. That's hilarious, Deb.
Yep.
All
so
right, Deb, how about you put yourself up on the board? Thank you.
Sure. Make me go after that. That's not fair. Right.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'm on my way to get it.
All right.
So I figured that you already had a laugh and a half over the stuff that you added on the board. So when I was looking for a product for your poster, I came across this, and it just really cracked me up. So I used this for myself, and then I had to go find you the fake moldy bags. So there is my poem for my suite. Okay. It's called Bikini Cut and G-String Styles, too. Here we go. We interrupt this radio poetry show to announce a fashion accessory alert. The newest must-have trend in 8 coordinated colors matching dresses or a skirt. Now, in 6 patterns to pick from for accenting a skirt, step up to the counter. Today's the big sale on the silk, satin, thermal, or Egyptian cotton underwear. 10% off with the coupon clipped from the circular in the mail. Wash and wear or hand wash only with an elastic band to hold them in place. It's underpants for the toes, stitched to camouflage, black leather or trimmed with purple lace. Add zippers, beads, or buttons from the corner kiosk on display. Buy yourself a 3-pair box set for those 10 little piggies today. And bumps.
All righty then. Really?
Can you believe them? I always wanted underwear for my toes. Give me a break.
All righty then.
Uh-huh.
I made sure I grabbed the picture that had a little pink pair just for sweet.
I like
for
a little pink. I like a little camouflage pair, too. I love the comment, too. Just FYI. One of your comments is quite interesting.
That's funny.
I think this is great. This is fabulous.
And the pants
step
for the
up to the corner.
Talking pretty red.
Egyptian cotton underwear.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, you could wear that on your redneck scooter. This is great. Black leather trimmed with purple lace. Well, you could
it's
just dress up
your toe underwear.
Yes, I mean, I wonder if that means your bra, your panty, and your underwear on your shoes now have to, you know, that all one outfit now. You know, my bra, my panties, and my shoe underwear works together. I mean, how is that going to work?
You know, I was...
Does now your handbag have to match your panties? And now I'm very confused how my fashion is going to have to work with this. Because it used to be my shoes, my purse, and my belt. Now it's
did you know? Did you know about toe cleavage? I didn't.
Absolutely.
Toe cleavage,
yes.
Okay. Wow.
I was talking about toe cleavage, too, last week.
It's a thing, I guess.
Of course.
Yeah, if you're into feet. Ask Dave Prophet.
Between the toes.
There's a lot of toe cleavage showing in these panties here.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. What?
Mm-hmm.
No, it isn't.
You know who I mean? I really want to call Dave and ask him about his thoughts on this.
Well, I would imagine that would be the one use for them, actually. You know, I mean, somebody that, someone that likes
to see.
Yeah. I mean, in the long and short of it, they're cute.
I could get
lingerie.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. How is this a special? Because, you know, fashion, you know, shoes, belt, purse, you know, kind of thing. And then bra, panties, kind of thing. But now I've got this thrown at me. So is it shoes, belt, bra, panties? I don't know. I'm confused now. This could be a whole different fashion world thing. You're throwing us off. Is it spring? Is it summer? Because you can't wear those in the winter. I certainly can't. I mean, it must just be a summer thing. Maybe it's a bikini match. Match to your bikini.
There you go.
Oh. Well, thanks.
Although you can always wear just those, and then you don't have to worry about matching anything. Just saying.
Right.
Hey, ladies.
I know. But yes.
Like, give Boston a shout-out. She's standing in line at the airport. Shout-out, Boston.
Hey, Boston. Are you
Boston!
Wearing your toe panties?
Happy birthday.
Hey, boss. Happy birthday, Boston. Happy birthday, Frank.
Probably going to see
Brian's
his granddaughter, huh?
Aw, how cute. I want to make sure we say happy birthday to Frank, too. Boston!
We were fussing over Frank last night because it turned midnight while we were on the show, but happy birthday, Frank!
Frog. I have to say Frog. Frog, happy birthday, Frog.
Where's Sky? Sky's when you need an echo.
Yes.
Oh, sweet, did you notice how cool the studio looks? Once you get past all the number ones that have all the weird stuff at the top, you'll notice that it starts with ACDC and it goes all the way to ZZ Top.
Did you not see my big old God, I love you?
No, I did. I know, but that was my segue, because I will have to ask you to take a peek after the show, because there's, if you go to where it says the words Sweet Pea, like such as Sweet Pea intro, since I'm not really sure what that was, I didn't do anything with it, but after that, there's the second one below that. Calls you a really bad name, and I'm trying to figure out what those things are right there in the studio. You can tell me when you get a chance if you want to keep them or not.
That is Pink song.
Where at?
Okay. So
that's
I'll change it
is.
To Pink then. And I'm like, what the heck is that?
That's a song that I introduced you to. So it's
and then the one right above that could be a blackmail clip, you know, and then you leave the person wondering what the sin is.
Yeah, that is Pistol Annie song, Sin. Sweet Pea intro is Raconteur saying the luscious lips of Sweet Pea or something like that.
Oh, cool.
From the luscious lips of Sweet Pea, yeah.
Like I said, I'm going along and I'm like, okay, I can't even imagine what that is. I'll have to ask her. It was like,
Sweet Let It Be is the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And I got to
Oh, I couldn't even tell that that's what that said. Okay, now I get it. And
yeah.
We might have that already.
Yeah.
I mean, letter B for Beatles. B, Beatles, do we?
Could have been the C's. Could have been the shoes.
Yeah, yeah. That intro from, here, you ready? I'll play it. It's really cool. Everybody ready to listen?
All right.
Yep. And now it's time for some scintillating sweet speculations from our scarlet smart mouth, Sweet Pea.
I love Scarlet Smart Mouth.
Yeah, Rack did that for me.
You Scarlet Smart Mouth, you.
I don't know what show it was for, but he did it. I love it. I don't know why I didn't use it more often, but yeah. So, and then the one that's found
is maybe
Brina
because
Song.
I didn't know it existed, or I probably would have attached it to the beginning of your show more than once.
Yeah, so that's what that is. And then the other one, Clowns, is Bring in the Clowns.
I see. Oh, and do you know that the other night, my dear, beautiful, scarlet, smart-ass, we picked up our 55th country of listeners from the United Republic of Tanzania. Isn't that exciting? 55 countries.
That is. That's amazing.
We haven't quite made it to our third anniversary yet. I think that's fantastic. I'm so excited for us.
That is amazing.
And speaking of that, you know, that's coming at us really fast, and our delightful Sweet is in charge of the third year anniversary.
I know, I'm so excited.
Me too.
I'm making a
all
new bag
of
candy. I just stopped the donuts.
Because, what are you doing in the cave?
That's where I live. But on the way there, I said donuts.
Oh, good donuts.
Cave.
I just want to make
sure.
You
can find me in the cave.
I thought you were in the fort. Last time I left you were in the fort.
Fort? Yeah, well, it's a fort in the cave. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All
right. All right. I'm going to ask you to read again, Deb. I'm going to have you read Budo.
Hold on.
Okie dokie.
I'm almost there.
Wait, I guess. All right, well, let me know when you get there so I can read Budo.
Oh, there's no TV in here. Oh, shoot. All right.
No TV?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the TV right now. You're listening to poetry.
Yeah, but I like you somewhere. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. In your comfy chair.
Have you parked your tushy yet?
Had her sit in the chair and I'll rub your head.
Okay, what?
Sit in the chair and I'll rub your head.
She's got Amadeus on the other side patting him too.
Yeah. Lay down, it'll be okay.
God damn it. What are we doing?
I'm going to read a poem for Sweet, and she wants you to get to her.
I'm almost there.
Man, if this is a naughty show, we wouldn't wait this long.
Oh, is it? Okay. It was the common.
All set?
It was the commentation that was eat your donut.
Okay, Batman,
okay,
eat your donut. I'm going to read Funyinator for Budo. And here we go. All fellow Bulby, hail the new fandangled Funyinator. It's the bestest of the bestest. A rad ride, you got to try this. It slices twice, dices, even thrices. At the greatest of ease, your friends can gleefully join in to help Oh, boy, it maims, please. What can we say about this marvel with an unforgettable name? All we can say is, one try, you'll never be the same. So, get your owner who fills the fridge a cheap contraption. Costs just a smidge. You'll feel slimmer, trimmer, a winner, and all that is good. You'll be the talk of the neighborhood. Please hurry. The scurry, cause they're all sewn out fast. Don't be a fuddy-duddy left in the past. The eyes have it. Just take a sneak peek. They're all scattered all over. Nearly the old sink. Nearby the old sink, sorry.
The Funyunator.
End quote, sorry.
That's funny.
What the hell?
Cut pretty drastic diet, I'd say.
Ooh,
I love
it. Later.
You literally cut them up before they make you cry. This is great, Dan. I love how you come at it from the onion's point of view. Like, make get your owner, make us skinnier, make us go. This is great. Look how much fun. Look at the slide. Go. It's a cheap contraption, but look what it'll do for us. Meanwhile, you're killing all the onions, and they're having a good time while you do it. This is fabulous. I loved it. Deb, you read it? Tell me what you think.
I thought it was really cool, and I love the name Funyunator. And you look at the photo that he brought, and it looks like there's all these big old smiles on the Funyuns. I don't know about that one, because you figure you watch your friend go down the slide and suddenly there's a bunch of pieces there, you'd think they'd be running for the hills. But all your fellow buddies hail the new fandangled Funyunator. So, like, kind of crazy. I see that he won a gold medal with this poem, and the judge is tough but fair, so that's really an awesome win for a gold there. But I agree with what you said about tell your owner to get it. But I just love, you'll feel slimmer, trimmer, a winner, and that's all good. And I'm thinking, no, it's not really, because I bet you that hurts. Like, oh, get out. I thought this was really, really clever and funny and sweet. Ludo called and hung out with me and Hatter last night, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
We got to hear more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome poem.
Yeah, I like the fact onions watching their friends' mutilations is quite dark but funny.
Sadistic grins, yeah. You're right.
Remember the drive-in theater? All those things would want to be cooked. They wanted to be cooked and bought and then taken down and eaten.
Oh, yeah. They jump in the oil.
Hot, so weird. Yeah, jump in the hot oil. What the hell's that? Just lining up to do it.
That's great. I haven't thought about that since I was a wee child.
Yeah.
God.
Kurt, take us to watch that shit. It is disturbing.
look at the fries want to jump in the hot oil. Oh, that's great.
You're in therapy, yeah. Let's talk about the drive-in theater. Oh, Jesus. Okay, pixie. Look at the pixie stick. That's what it is.
Okay. I'm back.
Yeah.
Is that bored? What?
Oh, what?
What?
Our board, what?
Yeah. Board, what? I don't know. Board foot?
I just am not knowing what's on our board, but that's up to you. Odd. Okay.
What? Let me see.
I'm like, okay. Hatter.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hatter.
Yes.
Hatter, how are you?
Okay. Wow.
Now you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm fixing that.
Okay.
Oof.
Oh, what I do? In trouble.
Not you, baby. You didn't do anything.
Okay.
You're perfect.
Oh, don't say that. Sweet.
Aw. Okay, this is from Crystal.
Your robot butt wiper.
A robot butt wiper, an infomercial.
There you go.
Are you? Yeah. Are you tired of wiping your butt? Wadding up paper and bending behind? Can be a hassle, but not anymore. Lifetime. Introducing the robot. A robot that will wipe for you. Just sit it on your toilet's back, and we will wipe away all the poo. No more poo for a brand new you. Just one low price of $19.99, and you'll no longer be wiping your behind. Just call the number at the bottom of your screen. You won't regret it. Your bottom will be so clean. End poem. I love this.
A family that wipes
funny.
Together.
I think it's hilarious. Yes, I think this is just funny and hilarious, and I love it. I think it's great. I just think it's hilarious.
Instead of a bidet, you call it an Olé? Olé.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's actually one of my favorites from her, and I didn't bookmark it the first time I read it, and so now I'm glad she brought it back so I can bookmark it again. And your thoughts, Ms. Deborah?
I think it's really awesome. I like that. We have a product of a lifetime, introducing the robot, a robot that will wipe for you. You know, of all the luxuries I could think of that I would really enjoy having, I don't think that some robot being down there for any reason would be
with
such
your monkey butt cut?
Right, there you go. We'll hook it up with the monkey butt spray, and just for the low price of $19.99, hopefully they won't maim you for life when they wipe your tushy.
Hey, get out of there.
Yeah, I think this is hysterical, and I'm looking. I see that Mama gave her a gold on that, too. It looks like you got some gold-winning stuff on your show tonight, sweet. Isn't that awesome?
I know.
And it was an awesome read, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. That does it for all our poetry tonight. Unless Hatter has something to bring me.
You know, I do have a parody commercial somewhere. I have to go find it. I don't know what the title is. I can try to find it. I don't know where to look. Okay.
We like to hear from you no matter what you have to say. It doesn't even have to be a parody. It doesn't have to be anything. You know, Hatter, I've written you over 14 Hatter poems.
14?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice of you. When are we going to have our Hatter extravaganza?
We're working
before
on
the first
that.
Of the year?
We're working on it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be before the first of the year. It might be right after the first of the year. I think it might be like my birthday show. I'm thinking I might have you as my special birthday show.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. Boom. What about butt wiper?
Yeah.
Would that be on, would that fall on the 20th and you would do it on your show, or did you want to take the 21st and do it then as its own entity because it is available? January
21st. That's not my birthday.
Up to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's up to Sweets. I'm easy.
My birthday is January 9th. So.
Okay.
That's a Sunday. So it wouldn't be that day. So either the 13th, which is my night, that night, or. Any night the week before, like that Friday the 7th or that Friday the 14th or the, like, somewhere in there.
Okay, because the 21st is blank and the 14th is very flexible, and you're one half of the 7th already, so that's flexible too. So it can work in wherever you want. I just want to chat it over and let me know, and then I'll make it work out wherever you need.
Either the 7th, 14th, or 21st, just throw us in there somewhere. I don't care, you pick.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Any one of those days is fine, the 7th, the 14th, or the 21st.
Okay. We'll tentatively call it the 21st, and if I can move it closer to your birthday, like the 7th-ish, I will. How about that?
Okay. That'll work.
I might just do the 7th on the 21st instead and give you the 7th.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't mean to take over the show for a scheduling thing. Not when we're presenting all these gold-winning poems. Gee. My phone's dying, sweet.
Oh, no.
Did you say you didn't need any more reads? You're good?
I'm waiting for Hatter, if you can find his. If not, then I'm just going to take a night.
I do have a bovine mine on. I can't not.
Well, you know, I want a bovine. We're good with that.
Okay. I can do that. bovine. Take it back. Oh, uprising. Come on.
Yay.
My fingers all of a sudden get fat when they're okay. Here it is. Boom. Okay, bovine uprising. True story. True story. I'll add that right in there. And running down the hall. Gotta have the reading room closer to the. And there you are, Deborah Lee. Oh, okay. Everybody quit talking.
Okay.
Scroll with that. You guys are definitely all around. Okay. Quit. Come on. Okay. I think I got it. Tell me that's the right group.
This is the right group.
Okay, cool. Goes like this. Bovines, the uprising. Ruh-roh. Goes like this. I grew from seeds some wacky weed, and the cows got through the gate. I came home to see what I could not believe. My cows were no longer straight. In from the cold, a sight to behold, with their milk bags dragging so low. They had lit the field of my crop that yield, they were standing downwind to blow. Like cows on strike were lined on the dike, huffing in the wild weed smoke. High on the cush, they started to push for more weed for them to choke. The signs they would hold alongside the road, please somebody stop and help. We're as stone as can be. On the farmer's weed, cookies in exchange for milk. They were tired of cold, the hands that would hold the oversized bags of teats. They wanted to have some warming salve and a recliner-type milking sheets. With no one to hear it, was made quite clear. The cattle began to unite with sticks and guns and their bags to the sun. With their backs to the suns, they stood up, ready to fight. Peace is now seen in rodeo dreams, but no more uprising bovines. They come to get milked, wearing new kilts, still dragging their udders behind. I had no choice against the bovine's voice. They utter demands I did meet. I now milk with care from vibrating chair and turn to the flat screen TV. They got what they wanted.
They did know what they wanted, didn't they?
Yeah, milk from a vibrating chair.
Yeah. They wanted a couple other things, didn't they?
Undisclosed. Undisclosed.
Undisclosed. There are a few things they want in here. I love that. We're stoned as they can be on farmer's weed exchange cookies in exchange for milk. I happen to love this poem, by the way. Just so that you know.
I should have had you read it. My eyes are still in the other room. Yeah.
Oh, you're fine.
Ooh.
I think this is one of my favorites that you've written about the cow. I know. I love that they were all stoned because somebody didn't plant the right crop, or maybe they did plant the right crop. You never know. You never can tell. No, this is one of my favorites. Yep. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You guys for hanging out with me in my beautiful little world. I appreciate it. All right, guys. I'm going to just let you go. Thanks for hanging.
It was fun.
Have a good night.
Sushi off.
Yes, it was.
Fun topic, sweet.
Yeah.
Your poem was priceless, just like you.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Can you pull it over?
Awesome.
Pull it over. Go around.
All right, guys.
Go around.
What's going on this weekend, Deb?
Well, tomorrow is up in the air. I was going to see if anybody wanted to do that. But Saturday, we have... You can choose from Aurora Borealis or Aurora Australis and take either of those where they lead you. They're both beautiful. That's at 11 o'clock with me, Hatter, and AP. And on Monday, it's Personal Prompt Monday, and there are some amazing images to choose from. It's a fall beauty challenge this week. You have a four-part prompt. You choose a quote. You bring your favorite six crayons. I've been drilling colors in you for the last year straight, so you come up with your own. There's no word bank for those. And then there is a word bank that you choose a dozen textures from, because we're going to dabble into textures now. And then, of course, you choose a photo to combine all that stuff and share your brilliance with me. And that's Monday at 10.
That's awesome. I'm ready.
Oh, and in the meantime, before I forget, there is a mega contest going on right now that was sponsored by Lockdown Larks, and it's a mystery prompt challenge for the group only. And there's three identical tests with eight contestants each, and everybody in a team of voices is invited to participate. Just hit me up for a mystery prompt and enter one of the links, but only enter one each, please. And I hope to see you there.
We'll be there.
Sounds like fun.
All right. I will chat with you all tomorrow.
Shout out to Penny Lane. Shout out to Penny Lane in New Zealand. Hi, Penny.
Penny.
All right.
Sorry, sweet.
Love you both very much. Not a problem. Love you both very much, everybody. Love, peace, and respect. And thanks for hanging out with me on Blog Talk Radio and Team of Voices. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Love and respect.